This is the Web3 podcast about attracting, engaging, and converting more customers on your website. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode number 5 of the Attract, Engage, Convert podcast. In this episode, we talk about how to combine SEO with your content marketing to increase your website's traffic. Now, I'm going to start off with a question. In your humble, honest opinion, what is SEO? Now, are you confused or struggling to answer that question with absolute certainty? Well, see, here's the thing. You're not alone. The SEO industry is in a state of flux, which is leaving many people confused about what SEO actually is. Here's our definition. Search engine optimization is the art of improving your website's search engine ranking positions, or SERPs, by increasing the volume of relevant and commercially viable traffic to your website. Now that we're on the same page as to what search engine optimization is, how do we go about doing it? The answer to that loaded question is incredibly vast. However, let's get one thing clear. At the core of any successful website search engine optimization strategy is content. This leads us to our very first key point: why content marketing and SEO should be seen as one with your website. Online search engines were invented to solve one big problem: to find and display web content that answers the internet users' questions. Plain, simple, straightforward. That's it. Historically, it has always been the objective of search engines, such as Google, to match its users with relevant, high-quality content that provides answers to the questions and solves problems. The point in history where SEO lost its way was when internet marketers realized they could trick Google search into displaying their website higher up in the search engine page results. These tricks led to the rise of what's called black hat SEO, including such tactics as spamming a website with search keywords to improve search position rankings, linking to multiple websites that only existed for the sake of improving another website's search engine rankings, using text hidden on web pages to trick search engines into ranking for that page or key phrase, using doorway pages that are designed to rank highly only to redirect the search engine user to another non-relevant page when it's clicked on, and finally, directly copying content from other websites to increase the website's overall site size and volume of information, something that we still see a lot of people doing today, which really, really needs to stop. Between early 2000s and to around 2012, internet marketers made millions of dollars by deploying these and many more black hat SEO techniques to their own businesses and businesses which they sold these services to. It wasn't until the search engine algorithm update in 2012, dubbed Panda, that Google search finally had enough. Google search began its own war against black hat SEO by penalizing websites which were guilty of displaying black hat SEO techniques. Since the Panda update, Google has continued to put nails into the black hat SEO coffin by continually making improvements to its search engine algorithm with the core intention of improving the search engine experience by penalizing websites that conduct black hat SEO. The most worrying thing about the SEO industry is there's still many SEO companies selling black hat SEO services to uneducated companies and clients. Many proclaim that these black hat techniques still work as they are unwilling to re-engineer their businesses to stay relevant. This is why so many people are confused about SEO and continue to get burnt by these backwards SEO companies selling services that do not work anymore. Those who are uneducated about search engine optimization do not know who to believe or what to think. If you are confused about what to think, I invite you to go back to the core reason why search engines exist, and that is to provide relevant content that solves problems and answers questions. Content always has and will continue to remain king. Here's why, in our opinion, content marketing is the future of SEO. Arising from the fallout of Google's war against black hat SEO as content marketing, In fact, the content marketing industry has achieved double-digit growth rates consistently for the last 6 years. Overall interest in content marketing has grown dramatically over the last 5 years compared to SEO. The internet marketing industry has come full circle and has gone back to following the original intentions of Google search prior to the black hat search engine optimization hangover era, which was to provide users with relevant content that solves problems and answers questions. However, many people view content marketing and search engine optimization as two completely different things when they are actually both intended to increase a website's viewership to create new sales opportunities. In fact, many of the organic natural SEO techniques, the antichrist of black hat SEO, that were created and refined over the last decade have incredible impact when deployed together with a content marketing strategy. In part two of these series, we're going to explore how traditional search engine optimization keyword research techniques can be used to improve your overall content marketing efforts. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover that in the next episode. Looking very much forward to it, and I'll chat with you all soon.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please hit that subscribe button up the top. Also, feel free to share this on social media, like and comment on the blog post, and any other way that you can show us some love. Greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.